Philadelphia City Council is poised to approve the mayor's signature housing proposal. The Housing Opportunities Made Easy initiative is rooted in creating and preserving 30,000 housing units over 4 years. It will be backed by an unprecedented investment in housing, $800 million in bonds. City Council President Kenyatta Johnson says he's pleased the proposal is moving forward.
I want to make sure that, you know, the mayor's mission of rehabbing, restoring, and building 30,000 units of housing here in the city of Philadelphia is a mission that we're going to work in partnership with the mayor on. And so for me, it's a great accomplishment today in terms of how we're going to address the housing crisis here in the city of Philadelphia.
The plan is expected to pass during a final vote next Thursday, the final regular council session before the legislative body breaks for the summertime. A new field of solar panels planned for central Pennsylvania will help power Philadelphia's municipal operations. City Council approved the plan yesterday. Madeline Hsu is the city energy manager with Philadelphia's Office of Sustainability. She says the project will protect the city from energy rate hikes, and it'll be good for the climate.
This project meets all of our goals, delivering 20 megawatts of clean energy for the city and moving us 5% closer to our 100% renewable energy target.
The project is expected to come online next year. SEPTA officials are working to remove some potentially faulty electric buses from the scene of yesterday's three-alarm fire in the Nicetown neighborhood of the city. WHYY's Tom McDonald tells us more.
15 of the 40 buses that were being stored in the boneyard that were involved in the fire were Proterra electric buses that are the subject of a lawsuit. SEPTA GM Scott Sauer said they already had a fire at another depot involving the electric buses.
I want to find a way to get them off-site. I've already talked to our operations people about moving them off-site. We have to get them off of our property, away from the potential where we could have an incident like this that could have been far worse. We don't want to lose an entire facility, and more importantly, we don't want to hurt anyone. So we want to get these vehicles off-site.
Sauer says he's not sure if the fire was started by the electric bus this time. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
Dog owners may face $2,000 fines for bringing their pets inside recreation centers, playgrounds, ball fields, and any public parks in Philadelphia designated as animal-free. That's if a new bill becomes law. Checking sports and weather, the Blue Jays beat up on the Phils Thursday afternoon 9-1, the final closing out that set that went to the Jays. The Phils are visiting the Pirates tonight out in Pittsburgh. Probable pitchers are Joe Ross for the Phillies and Bailey Falter for the Pirates. And then the forecast, right now it's fair and 76. It'll hike up to 87 today. There'll be a breeze 10 to 15 miles per hour in the city. Sun and clouds mixing on our Friday. And then tonight, a low of 67 with partly cloudy skies. It's 9:07. This is WHYY.